You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Today's episode is brought to you by The Bike Riders, a new film from Jeff Nichols starring Jodie Comer, Austin Butler, and Tom Hardy. Inspired by true events, The Bike Riders follows Benny, played by Austin Butler, the newest member of Midwestern motorcycle club The Vandals, led by the enigmatic Johnny, played by Tom Hardy. Critics are calling it electrifying, stunning, exhilarating, powerful, and the godfather of biker movies. Experience The Bike Riders on the big screen this summer. Now playing only in theaters. Visit BikeRidersMovie.com to get tickets now.
It's the cool again, stupid.
It's the World Cup and nobody can make penalties. I don't know what's going on. They need a seminar. They need a little bit of help, but we're here to make sense of all of it. What's good, everybody? Welcome to the Cooligans.
Come on, everybody. Welcome to the show. That's and hey, Nations, if you need a guy who can kick really well, I saw a video of this guy named Samuel Eto'o.
Oh, boy. My man.
It may not be the most legal kick he's ever taken, but the game puts a force behind it.
They look like he was trying to roof it to somebody, roof somebody's head to the top of the net, bro.
Roof the bottom teeth to the top of the mouth, bro.
So we'll get through all of it. Welcome to the Cooligans. Today's show is brought to you by AutoZone. Get in the zone.
AutoZone.
Boom. Okay. We're like
Let's go.
I think we're the official AutoZone cheerleaders.
Bro, are you kidding me, bro? If I pay for a windshield wiper, I'm going to be so mad, dude.
Okay. Bro, oh, I don't know if you know me. I've done a couple of ads on the Cooligans for AutoZone. You should be.
I don't know how many soccer podcasts you listen to, but there's a one that's kind of silly, and I kind of yell your whole slogan.
Exactly. What's good, everybody? My name is Christian Polanco.
That's right. I'm Alexis Guerrero. If you do not know that by now, dude, we have done 75 days straight of episodes.
This is the longest World Cup I've ever experienced.
Bro, this World Cup will not stop. Saying that, there's two-day break after today.
So we're really looking forward to that two-day break. I think everybody is. It's a lot of matches.
What are you going to do? Because I'm going to sleep.
I have an errand. I got errands to run. So
how
I'm
many errands do you know?
It's just the comedy just doesn't end. Hey, if any comedy soccer podcast reviewers are listening, I mean, you're going to have to include that quote.
I suggest step your game up.
Okay, because the bar has been set quite high. I don't know if we can top that. But yes, errands. I got to, take the car in to get fixed, get a
haircut.
Which
reminds me, actually, I dropped my car off on Thursday at the service department, and I have yet to hear back.
Damn, bro.
So I think they stole my car, dude.
your first car to get kidnapped.
No, I got carnapped, bro.
So the quarterfinals are set.
It's crazy.
A lot to cover. But the
probably the most important thing we need to cover is knee watch. My knee moves today.
His knee is functioning. We're not at full 90 degrees.
Is that what you're supposed to do?
You know, you can't get to... Can you get to 90?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know.
I could practically kick myself in the butt with my heel.
Wow.
But the problem is that going up and downstairs is still not... I'm not moving as gracefully as I used to, but I'm getting there.
Wow. Yeah, as gracefully as you used to. Use your imagination to how much grace that actually is.
Bro, okay. I look like Nathan Lane at a Broadway audition up and downstairs.
I've seen tow trucks with more agility.
Bro, you ain't watching me go up and down steps, dude. Knee watch.
Everybody, we created a Twitter account so you can follow along. So
you should have seen my physical therapist's face when I go, "Oh, this happened last year to the other knee," and he was like, "Oh,
we'll get through all the matches today, which were obviously Portugal, Switzerland, and Morocco and Spain. But like we said, the quarterfinals are set. We got some good, juicy, delicious matchups in these quarterfinals. Definitely, if you could find me one human being with a bracket that's not broken, I'm like, yo, how did you must know somebody on every team? Yo. You must have some sort of insider trading.
Either that, or you just made that bracket right this moment. That's the only other way.
So pretty incredible so far. But let's start with
who had Spain losing to Morocco.
I mean, who had Spain finishing second in that group?
Bro.
That was probably the shock. But
we should have known. We should have known when they took that L.
Right. Because they started 7-0 against, against Costa Rica.
These guys are coasting. Speaking of Costa Rica, these guys are coasting to the final. I thought they were going to hit cruise control and it was over.
No, man. They there's a couple things here. The narrative, especially with the manager for Spain, Luis Enrique, who I've been watching him on Twitch. I've been entertained.
Does he have a catchphrase yet? He's like, boom, shakalaka.
Not really, but he's coming for our jobs. You know what I mean?
He's got bits.
He got jokes. He interacts with the chat. They ask him, are you going to start an OnlyFans? And he's like, ha ha ha, nah, I don't know, maybe. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I'm like, yo, bro.
Yeah.
You can't be that.
We're the ones who might maybe start OnlyFans.
We got to do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
We got nothing else, bro. It's like when you see someone pretty get into comedy, you're like, what are you doing?
Exactly,
this
bro.
This is for us monsters, dude.
You know, that's what Alexis said to me when I started stand up.
Yeah. Us monsters. Look out for these pretty people, Christian.
So he's been entertaining, and the fact that
Ibai gotta be sweating.
Bro. Oh, Ibai is furious. I'm gonna pull that up in a second. If you don't know Ibai, he's
the bad bunny Twitch.
A Spanish streamer, and my man was tight, bro.
Said something?
Yeah, no, his tweet is just full of swear words. He was very upset. As most Spaniards probably are.
I meant because of Luis Enrique.
Oh, no. He's mad that they lost.
I'm like, why is he?
No. I'm sure it's content for him. Right?
Oh, I'm like, he's airing his grievance.
But Luis Enrique, for a national team manager during the World Cup to have a side hustle is pretty wild. And he was being judged and criticized a lot by Spanish media. Well, you know, sort of labeling it as a distraction. But he said, like, yo, I'm going to try this out. If it's fun, I'll keep doing it. If it's not, then I'll stop. And he just kept it real. I'm sure there's some downtime being a manager at some point. Like, you could do something else.
You know how, like, you remember how freaked out you were when you saw your teacher, like, at the bodega or something? You're like, right. Oh, my God. They live outside
you
of school.
You work here too?
Yeah. You know? Yo, the education system sucks. Why are you sitting on the bread? The cat retired.
I'm the cat took the day off.
Oh, so. Yeah. Which one? Oh, quick. I saw a rat. It's lunchtime. But remember how freaked out you were when you saw your teacher, like, in the real world?
Yeah, yeah.
That's how adult males are when they see managers do something other than manage.
Totally, yeah.
Like, what? You can't be on Twitch. You got to be restructuring the formation over and over and over again.
Yeah, and but I thought it was a bold thing to do and give, realistically, the environment that we're in, the landscape that we're in, is like, you ain't doing numbers on social media. Nobody's really, if you ain't popping.
In fact, next manager for Spain, they're going to be like, how many Twitch followers are you?
Okay, they're going to be like,
subs.
Next manager for Spain is going to be Jojo Siwa.
Yeah.
Okay, bro.
Sorry, I show speed.
we need numbers. Yeah. But I applaud him for doing it. I don't think it had anything to do with Spain losing in the World Cup. They had a tough go. And I think it's...
You think while they were losing today, he was like, well, it's going to be a good stream.
He was like, oh, bro, all right.
Oh, my God.
Yo, I got some clips ready. I got...
He puts his arm around the assistant coach. He's like, hey, do me a favor. Could you pull a couple clips from a stream? So where can I get a jacuzzi in a two-piece?
I mean, losing in the World Cup, pretty good content strategy, bro.
It's pretty good.
I mean, the drama alone?
It's a little self-serving, but I fucks with it, you know?
Okay. The self-sabotage so that you could do numbers and people could criticize that. You know what? There's no such thing as bad publicity. Losing the World Cup in penalties and not even making one, bro, that...
A lot to talk about.
If we had the opportunity to be in that same position to get those kind of numbers, bro, I would miss every single penalty for
the
rest of my life.
I kick one the wrong way. Are you out of your mind?
I'm like, how did he make it to the other goal?
I'm a score the other goal, bro. Are you kidding me?
So that's the main takeaway from this game.
Luis Enrique's final speech to the team after they lost, like, hey, man, Guy closed one door, opens another. You guys see him on the street, right?
The main thing, I think the takeaway from this game is obviously how poor Spain's penalties were.
Horrific.
But
they were the better of the two teams, even though Morocco was more fun to watch.
That's tough to say. I don't think they were the better of the two teams. I genuinely thought Morocco had better chances.
Who had better XG? Down.
Let's see. What are we doing with XG? Where's this listed? Okay, here we go.
There you go.
Spain had 101 to 0.72. More shots. Bigger chances. Okay.
77% of possession.
It felt like a
91% accurate passes.
It felt like more of a boring. It felt oddly boring, this game. Even though there was.
I think the first half was more boring than the second half. The second half, there was like tension that had built now.
Yeah. Yeah. Is this
embarrassing for Spain to lose to Morocco?
Well, somebody also pointed out that Spain they've only won three matches in World Cups since they won the World Cup. So that's a pretty poor record.
I think the most important part was that last part, since they won the World Cup.
I mean, sure.
I think you'd be all right. You know?
But look, how long of a leash do you have to keep having poor performances at World Cups, especially after winning it? Now the bar has been set where, like, yo, we should be competitive in this pretty regularly, and to not even. I mean, I think
we all would agree this wasn't Spain's strongest squad in the last few years.
No, not at all. But the hype is loud. I mean, we talk about Pedri, we talk about Gavi, we talk.
Similar to what we said about the U.S. team, how now the loss here may inspire them in the next 4 years. They're going to be in their prime. Same thing with Pedri and Gavi.
Maybe.
Not to say that it's good to lose, but. If there is a silver lining. Look,
but just realistically, they don't have David Villa, Iniesta, Xavi in this minute, you know, playing on this team.
By the way, neither did Morocco.
Sergio Ramos, they don't have that same caliber.
And this is Busquets' last one.
Yeah, yeah. But the penalties, I think were. I'm surprised Spain was so. Poor
so
at these.
Poor.
I mean, we saw Japan yesterday.
Similar to what you said at the beginning of the show, penalties have just been horrific.
It's kind of wild. I mean, look, as far as like good penalties taken, Gareth Bale's against the U.S. That's what you sort of expect from this UEFA competition.
You mean the greatest players in each of their respective countries coming together?
it feels like as these games have gone to penalties for some countries, Japan and Spain are the obviously biggest examples, but they went into it just without much confidence. And you don't expect that from a team like Spain.
No, Japan, you could see them getting lost in the moment. They were further along than anyone expected them to be. Spain, it felt like as soon as it went to penalties, this was theirs.
Who missed? I mean, they missed.
Busquets missed. What's this? Salibri? What's the first guy's name?
Sarabia. Pablo Sarabia missed the first one. He hit the post. Carlos Soler, one got saved. And Sergio Busquets also saved. But soft pens, soft shots. I mean, just. Yeah, Landon Donovan on the broadcast was like, just pick a spot, hit it as hard as you can,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Just the American.
That's that. Bruce Arena. Yeah.
And Spain tried to outsmart the keeper and Bono.
Banoon.
I don't know his full name.
Banu.
But he was, he stopped. I mean, he just read it all the way. He plays also in La Liga. Maybe he's, went up against some of these players. But looked like. Also, and I want to give credit to the Moroccan fans because this was, it felt like a Morocco home match. I mean, it was loud, the drums, the intensity, it was legit. And I think it caused a little bit of, I don't know, maybe that caused a little bit of the anxiety or nervousness for the Spanish penalty takers.
I could see that. It just seemed to me like they thought they had it in the bag.
Yeah.
That's what it felt like to me. But also, throughout the game, I mean, you look at, you have an XG of 1.01. Granted, that's not the greatest, but that means you had a chance to score. You should have scored a goal with the chances you had, and they failed. And it was another one of those situations where, you in one game, and that's why I think people are complaining about the 48-game World Cup next cycle.
48-team World Cup.
48-game, sorry. 48-team, or 48-nation, is because you all of a sudden, you have a team like Spain that wins, 6-1? They what 6-0? What was the big game they won?
To Costa Rica.
Yeah, to Costa Rica.
Yeah, yeah. 7-0 or 7-1?
Might have been 7-1. 7-1, and you're like, oh, they're good to go. The competition changes pretty radically in this World Cup.
Of course.
It's not like a whole group of teams that are of equal quality. And they walked in thinking Morocco was going to be a pushover.
But look at this number. I mean, that really stands out. 926 accurate passes. 926.
To who, though?
you're putting on a... It was the tiki-taka, but they had no interest in getting the ball inside the actual net. They
you were say tiki-taka, I say poopy-kaka, okay? Because they didn't do anything with it.
Yeah, so...
the shame on Harry's face when I said that was amazing.
A bit of a shock. I mean, but a great story for Morocco. The fact that Ashraf Hakimi... sends them on to the quarterfinal with the Panenka. Mm-hmm. And a great story with Hakimi, who was born in Madrid.
Yeah.
I don't know if he was raised in Madrid. I don't know
if he was raised in Madrid. I don't think he was born in Madrid. Raised in Madrid, but part of the Real system.
Yeah. Yeah, played at Real Madrid for a couple of years.
Yeah.
And then his mother was a a cleaner. His father was a street vendor. He talked about how much his parents... sacrificed and how much they deprived of his brothers so that he would get an opportunity. So it's a very emotional story. And you saw him hug and kiss his mother in the stands. The one story I heard...
Mush his brother in the face.
Again.
You're still not getting none.
You know who's the favorite, right?
It's more of a me moment right now.
But the one thing about Morocco, and I saw this... somebody tweeted this, was that what they've done is that they brought their family members and have them in the team hotel with all the players. So they're getting to experience this whole World Cup with all of their families. Mm. So if like mom is making you home cooked meals in the whole team hotel.
What, in the coffee machine?
I don't know. You know how moms are. They're don't eat that. I can make that better.
Yeah, papi. No. They high eso. My mom is just with arroz con pollo.
Bro, if I go to a Dominican restaurant with my mom, she's just like, what is it? I mean, what is it? ¿Qué es esto? Yo puedo hacer esto en la casa. ¿Para qué salimos para esto?
Bro, I went to a Cuban restaurant. We were in the city with my mother. Went to a Cuban restaurant. And I was like, oh, let me get the, I always eat ropa vieja, but I think I got like picadillo.
Yeah.
And my mom's like, 2 years ago, I made picadillo, and you said you weren't hungry, but now all of a sudden.
That's your favorite dish.
I was like, I ordered it at a restaurant. 2 years after, you tried to feed me after I went to a restaurant. And she was like, this whole time I thought you hated picadillo, but now it's your favorite friggin' because this lady made it? I'm like, dude, that's the waitress. They do not. Leave her alone.
They do not forgive.
Also, I had a skirt steak on a Spanish tile. Have you ever had that?
No.
It's
a skirt steak on a Spanish what?
You know Spanish roof tile, how they're curved?
Oh, I heard towel. I'm like, excuse me.
Now listen, it's not gonna taste great.
You gotta
great.
Soak up.
It's not gonna taste juice. Great, but you just hold it over your face and you squeeze and you wring it out, and that's where all the flavor is. No, a Spanish tile.
No.
You know what a Spanish roof tile looks like? Those orange.
Yes, yes.
Okay, so they flip it upside down. And they put the steak in there, and there's like a votive candle or something underneath. That helps continue to heat it up.
Bunsen burner.
Look, maybe, but not as aggressive. And then there's usually a compound butter on top, like a butter with like herbs in it that melts and it kind of goes down and then you eat the steak, right? So I ate that and my mother was like, I'll go to Home Depot. I could do this. I'm like, you're not going to go buy a Spanish tile. She's like, no, because if you like the steak on the Spanish tile, okay, I can do this. Like, this isn't a challenge to you.
Yeah, dude.
This is why we came to this restaurant, so I can have this steak on a Spanish tile.
So a great story for Morocco and a huge, huge win. It's just one of those things that obviously when the game gets the penalties, it's really like...
It's a crapshoot.
It's a crapshoot. Anything
unless
happens.
You're wearing a Spanish or Japanese jersey, and then that means you out.
Just such a surprise that, you know, you expect...
number 7 to be number 22? Yeah.
Well, no. I remember, what was it? The penalties between Chelsea and Liverpool in like the FA Cup final, the recent one, where they just everybody rocketed the ball.
Yeah.
It was just like a joke. You didn't even need goalkeepers there because it wasn't. Nobody's gonna stop anything.
All you're doing is avoiding getting hurt as a goalkeeper.
Yeah. Remember when Virgil van Dijk when Arisa Balaga was on literally one side of the goal and Virgil van Dijk still hit it to that side.
Yeah.
So it's stuff like that where you expect these players who play in Europe to just be prepared for this moment.
Especially mid-season form.
Yeah. And they very much were not. You just feel like they're worrying about losing already. They're worried about missing the penalty. And that's what it looked like from Japan. And that's what it looked like from Spain. They just like no confidence when they were taking them.
It's terrible.
Now's the time to start your next adventure behind the wheel of an exciting new Toyota hybrid. With the largest lineup of hybrid, plug-in hybrid, and electrified vehicles to choose from, Toyota has the one for you. Every new Toyota hybrid comes with Toyota Care 2-year complimentary scheduled maintenance, an exclusive hybrid battery warranty, and Toyota's legendary quality and reliability. Visit your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. See your local Toyota dealer for hybrid battery warranty details.
Okay, so let's move on. Portugal took on Switzerland. This a nice game that had lots of look,
no drama, no B plot in this one.
But yes, Cristiano Ronaldo gets benched.
Just looking at all the numbers on the left side of when people scored, Cristiano Ronaldo gets benched. Gonzalo,
yeah,
Ramos. They would say Gonzalo.
Go for it. I mean,
that's
I don't
the
stop
C with the little, you know, with the extra, with the foreskin.
Yeah, that's what it's called.
You know, I don't know if you guys studied linguistics like I did, but he's 21 years old. Who does he play for? Do we know who he plays for?
He plays in Portugal, but I don't know what country. Oh, what club? Let's confirm.
Benfica.
I believe he's like the leading goal scorer in the Portugal.
Shouts to all my Ironbound. Shouts to Leroy, Steve, Sarah, all the homies down there.
Specific.
Cetalinho, bro. Benfica, which again, the Ironbound section is essentially one large Benfica supporters group.
Mm-hmm.
Benfica cannot stop making superstars, bro.
Sure.
Right? Darwin Núñez.
That's the business that they're in.
Bro, what? Who came from Benfica? Angel Di Maria. There was like a whole list of like...
Luis Diaz, right?
Just superstars that have come from there. And
Portugal's becoming the new Bundesliga.
Bro.
Developing talent, selling it to the Premier League. We know the business. These leagues are not like, yo, we're trying to be number one. Nah, they're like, yo, we got some whales out in England. Let's go make some money.
Hey, we're sort of big money. We're not trying to be number one. We're trying to sell to number one. You feel me?
Bro, that's the hustle. So good for them.
Bro, that's smart. They're like Quentin Miller. You know, the guy who ghost wrote for Drake?
No.
You know Quentin Miller.
I've heard the name, but I don't know. Yeah,
he's the dude from Toronto. I mean, the dude from Atlanta who ghost wrote.
Okay.
But he was like, he did an interview and he was like, yeah, I don't have to go on tour. I don't have to do anything.
Yeah,
he's
dude,
like, I write a song and somebody buys it from me. Go for it.
Being
he's
successful like, and wealthy without being famous, dream.
Yeah.
Dream come true.
He's like, I got all the money I want. He's like, I call all these people. I can hang out anywhere I want.
Exactly.
He's like, these are my friends. He's like, yeah, I'm living good. My mom got a house. I got a house. Everything goody. Hell yeah. That's the Benfica model that Quentin Miller is following. Yo, Don Garber's like, yo, we're next, bro. We about to sell everybody. But this kid is 21 years old.
Yeah. Hat trick and an assist.
How does it feel for Ronaldo to sit there to the 70th minute and watch his replacement, a relative nobody in international football, and just completely take his starting role and is never going to give it back?
Yeah, it's fun to speculate how upset Cristiano Ronaldo might be.
The camera kept going to him. We saw how upset he was. This dude couldn't hide it.
As it should. I had put this tweet up. And it's like, I don't care. I don't really care if something good happened to you. It should have happened to me instead. It was a... Based on his character and his past decisions, and we know about his ego, you could...
His interviews with Piers Morgan.
You can tell. You would assume... and especially when he did come in the game, how badly he wanted to score.
Also, how badly everybody was trying to help him score.
Yeah, dude.
This dude was like a mile and a half offside, and he still ran it out. Great strike on the ball, but embarrassing.
But it's just like...
There's a neediness there.
Yeah, everybody's sort of trying to appease him. And he has to get some shine, otherwise he's going to be too much of a distraction.
No, they're like, he's just going to be such a dick at the hotel.
Dude.
You know he got his own hotel. He ain't staying with the team.
I can't be seen with
you know that. He's like, yo, get my family out of here, bro.
So, look, that's how the game kicked off. And obviously, for this young man to take Ronaldo's spot and do what he did, it couldn't have been any worse for Ronaldo.
Click on his name again. I just want to see. Go to the player profile at the bottom. Yeah. So this is for when he plays with Benfica. The man is 11 matches with 9 goals. God, he's doing great.
This is a baller.
This is in Portugal, which is not an easy league to score.
And because Cristiano Ronaldo is in your spot, you're not getting many minutes. This was apparently his second or third start ever. He's only had about
internationally. No, that's for him in Liga Portugal.
I'm just saying for Portugal.
Yeah.
He's had something like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Of international. Football.
He's eaten a bunch of like 2 to 3 minute stints at the end.
Yeah, and this couldn't have been any better to make a case of like I should be starting against Morocco.
Incredible.
And the reason Cristiano Ronaldo got benched, what we heard was that he got into some tiff or some issue with the
coach.
He had
an issue with the coach, but I think it was his actions during or after the last game. Something caught the eye of the coach.
I don't know, but it just points out the example of like, you know, maybe it wasn't everybody else. You know what I mean? Just another example. Maybe it wasn't. Whoever needed more evidence.
You're gonna rent a storage closet to fit this evidence in, dude.
You know?
Can I get exhibit A, A, B, A, Z?
Okay. Up, down, down, left, right, left. Okay, right? There's a lot of evidence.
Extra lives, bro, on any Contra game.
So the, look, it's just, no matter where he goes, and we know that the reports are saying he's going to...
Al Nassr
in Saudi Arabia.
We may be mispronouncing it. If we are, I apologize.
But for
Christian, you're a huge fan of the Saudi League. What was it? How do you
pronounce
it?
Yeah. let me show you my Al Nassr tattoo. My God, why do I hide it?
Yeah.
But for $200 million
a season.
Which is just like obviously a joke. It's just like funny money.
Let me say this. First season, first check you get, let's say it's 50 mil. 50 million euros. What are you buying first?
I mean, what?
Not if you're Ronaldo, if you're you.
If I'm.
You get the Ronaldo contract. What are you buying first? You got 50 million euros.
A home? I'm buying a home.
No, not the first thing.
I don't know, groceries? What are you going to tell you?
Oh, my God. You got no, there's no flex in you whatsoever. You're really going to go buy broccoli and smart sweets? Shut up.
I don't know. I'm not a...
No one's asking if you are. You just got a $200 million a season contract.
I feel like a home is a pretty big flex. What are you going to get?
You can't make a sensible purchase. Something dumb. What did you want when you were a kid?
I don't know, a Transformer, bro?
You can buy a real Transformer.
I want a life-size Optimus Prime that, you know, will be my friend.
That last part was sadder than anything that's ever been said on the show.
Okay.
Yo, I'm going to give you a hug, dog. It's going to cost you 50 million euros.
So, okay. But look.
I'd get a Dodge Starion, bro.
A Dodge Starion.
Google it real quick. It's the greatest car ever made.
Okay. I'm going to look this up. A Dodge Starion.
Mitsubishi Starion. Dodge was the conquest.
Okay. Mitsubishi.
You don't have to put the whole thing. Starion stands on it. Look, it's already there.
Okay, there it is.
Did we search this once?
I don't think so. All right.
Tell me that's not the dopest looking car of all time.
So this is, what's so special about this car? It's just like a weird boxy car.
No, it's not. First of all, don't you dare disrespect. I will burn your new house down, dude.
Is this the car Knight Rider drove?
No.
It looks like it a little bit.
No, it does not. This is a two-door Japanese 4-cylinder turbo, rear-wheel drive. Absolutely incredible. Look at this thing. Is there anything more early 90s than this thing right here? This is late 80s, early 90s.
And if you ever have any car trouble, you could take it to AutoZone. Get in the zone.
AutoZone.
Okay.
Ain't this the dopest car?
I mean, it's looking a little dusty. Look a little old, bro. I don't know.
bro. I'm gonna be doing donuts in your front yard, bro. It's Saudi Arabia. Just watch.
Okay. Well, I'd rather get a nice home to live in and stuff.
Oh, so, like, yeah. Like, oh, honey, I brought home groceries. And she's like, could you get the guy in the Starion out of our yard?
Okay, because I'm thinking about investments, dog. Bro. I'm thinking about how do I make my money make money, bro?
Bro, you can't make money unless you make money, bro. Everybody knows that.
You just think about stuff.
Yo, you need to be careful because you heard about all these crypto dudes being murdered, right? Have you heard about this?
Yo, you threatening me?
No, you need to be careful, bro. You out here buying groceries. Bro, you're making the feds.
No, you got more doge than me. Anyway, okay. What if
someone's going to come up to me and push me for all the doge I got? Seriously, did you hear about the crypto billionaires?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, the one just got found on the beach in Puerto Rico.
In Puerto Rico, yeah, but, you know.
And he tweeted out, the feds are looking to kill me, and they're planting a computer with my ex-girlfriend who was a spy. Damn, they got you down bad, bro.
It seemed like something was going on. I don't know.
Yo, your ex? Your ex was a spy, bro? Sounds like you got...
I think you just swiping on the wrong ladies. Yeah,
it sounds like you got the Department of Paranoia. Might have been the one going after you, bro.
I don't know. Just give me that Howard Hughes vibe,
yeah,
bro.
I know, right?
Okay.
Damn, I think my microwave is listening to me, bro.
Okay. Well, look, I mean, it's also a very sad story. I hope, you know, whatever.
For his family.
Alexis delivering just a sympathetic message. You love to see
it. I'm still thinking about my star.
This is a show about the World Cup.
Yeah. So, World Cup daily. Crypto billionaires dead daily.
I feel bad for Switzerland. They had a good tournament.
I'm going to say I don't, because they played the way a team that didn't have any other ideas would play. You know what I mean? They did what they came here to do. That's as far as their talent could take them.
Sure. I guess I specifically feel bad for Ruben Vargas, El Dominicano.
That's it. All the Caribeños are out.
I think so. I don't think there's any left. It might have just been him. So, yeah, Ruben Vargas, obviously winger for for Switzerland.
Although we've come...
But Dominican dad, Swiss mom, just, you hate to see him out of the World Cup, but it was made a lot of people proud, okay?
Yeah, man.
All right, mainly my Dominican Twitter bubble, where constant, anytime he did anything positive, I made sure to tweet about it.
Bro, so, this guy is not going to pay for a hookah uptown ever again.
Okay.
He's a legend, bro.
I want to play this, and we can react to it. We mentioned it up top, but... you know, our friend Samuel Eto'o, who we have interacted with.
We have spoken Spanish.
Yes, in Orlando, we were at an event. We hosted an event.
Here in New York as well.
We didn't host it, but we did see him there.
No, we saw him at the event.
But so we've encountered Samuel Eto'o.
Bro, we're basically homies. Remember last time I saw him? I was like, yo, Christian, whatever you do, don't say he's involved in bribery, dude. You almost did.
He is the president. I forgot his exact role. I believe he's the president.
He's involved at a high level in the Cameroon national team.
FA, yeah. So I think he is the president. But he was in Qatar. He's currently in Qatar.
And he brought his kicking boots.
We don't need to, but it's in Spanish, so we can just talk over it. But
basically, the thing is that a lot of people are taking pictures of him, but he...
And he's getting a little bit annoyed. Look at this dude in the green. He's, like, being a little bit aggressive. People taking photos. But then this one dude with a camera on a tripod...
Who said something to him, because Samuel Eto'o came back to him.
Right. He's just holding the camera. It's not on the tripod. But he said something to Eto'o. He came back, and he's upset. He has to be held back by a lot of people. And even the people that were trying to take photos with him. But Eto'o is upset about something.
But then there's this, like, chubby bald dude who walks over and takes the camera out of that man's hand. And when Samuel Eto'o turns around and sees that he don't have a camera in his hand, he knees him to the face.
It's a kick. It's not a knee. He got foot to this man's either, like, neck and face. It is a bad look. I don't know what this man said. Look, he seems to be okay.
You said he's Algerian. I heard he was Albanian, but you said he's Algerian.
I heard he was Algerian. So look, we're
involving the word Al.
We're speculating. We don't know exactly what happened, but the rumor is that the guy was making accusations about Cameroon
corruption
beat,
and bribery.
Yeah, and especially because Cameroon beat Algeria to qualify for the World Cup. That's I think that's where it's coming from. There's some resentment, some bitterness, or whatever. Maybe just a troll. But Samuel Eto'o was not having it, and I mean, he kicked the dude. I mean, I don't know. Look, it's not
Also, the dude was bent over picking his camera up.
Yeah, it's bad.
It's bad. It looked like a mafia kick.
Yeah, it's not good. You see the guy's head like recoil as he gets hit.
Here's the thing, though. I mean, Samuel Eto'o probably immediately left the country of Qatar. That's probably not in the jurisdiction of Algeria.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, what do you do if you're this guy?
Samuel Eto'o also is a ambassador for the FIFA. World Cup, for FIFA and the World Cup. Yeah. This is not a good look. I don't know. Look, in my mind, you know, it's Samuel Eto'o. The dude's a legend.
My first thought was, yo, that Algerian dude's face might have hurt Samuel Eto'o's foot.
Right.
You know what I mean?
He is just highly, you know, respected and admired in lots of parts of the world.
He's a legend.
He's a legend.
He'll tell you himself.
So in Qatar, I feel like the Qatar is going to be like, yo, Sam, we didn't see anything. I don't know what this video, it's not even working on my phone.
Why would somebody go through the trouble of CGIing you being a person I know you ain't, dude?
AI these days is wild, bro.
Bro, first of all, sign this paper. It's an autograph. second of all, I don't believe any of that. Could you make this one to Stacey? Thank you. I don't believe any of these allegations against you. I can't believe they're making it. First of all, why are these impersonators of you walking around? Also, you got blood on your foot. I don't know what's wrong.
Okay. This blood, is that a deepfake? A real life deepfake? Yeah. I think so.
Whoever that impersonator is must have walked up to you and put fake blood on your shoe, dude. I suggest you leave the country immediately.
So I wonder, look, there's still about two more weeks into this World Cup, left of this World Cup. I assume he will be staying in Qatar, but I don't know how this just goes away. I don't know exactly what's going to happen. But
we also know how he's a bit of a sensitive dude, Samuel Eto'o, when it comes to his legend status.
Yeah,
we
know.
People are like, oh, you play with Messi. He was like, Messi played with me, you know? So he must have heard that what we originally heard about Pele is actually might not be true. He's not on end-of-life support. He's supposedly doing better. So somebody must have said, hey, I don't know if you heard, Pele's still kicking. And he was like, oh, then I have to start kicking too. That's probably what happened.
Dude, really? What a long journey.
Harry has buried his head in his hand. I mean,
you get mad at me for making puns and hitting that button, and you, that was, wow.
Well, right? Great. I think it's the word you're looking for. Great. You still kicking? I think I got one in me. you just made this sound.
So I don't know. Main thing I would say, look, it's not a good look. So the one thing I've seen.
No, it's embarrassing.
As far as the comments, a lot of people have been saying like, oh, this guy's a troll. He deserves this and blah, blah, blah. And
one guy said, and it shocked me. He said, yo, first five people to respond to press are going to get $5,000 sent to their.
He was on the scene.
The comments are going crazy, dude.
So even if that's something people felt, that this guy had something coming to him or whatever, doesn't matter. There's still footage of this. Legendary footballer.
That's the problem.
Kicking this dude. Yeah.
If you're Samuel Eto'o, you can't kick a dude in public.
Yeah.
You're kind of famous, you know. And you're in a competition where a small country, the size of Connecticut, from what I've heard, is completely engulfed with fans who know who you are.
Right.
You cannot turn a corner and kick a dude in the face.
As you saw people rushing to Samuel Eto'o to take a photo.
That
with
wasn't
him.
Samuel Eto'o's. Like gang or posse, like his entourage, dude. That was just regular people. Like, yo, Sam, what you doing, bro? You
can't with no security. It's irresponsible. No,
damn,
of you.
Bro, you can't be foot whooping some dude in the face, bro.
Unfortunate. I mean, I'm glad it looked like the guy's okay, but I think the outcome of this is probably going to be nothing is going to happen to Samuel Eto'o. That's probably my best guess.
He might be stripped of some type of position because of this.
Yeah, because there are people that are going to be critical, and it's going to cause a little
bit. And I'm sure there's going to be some people who are like, cancel culture. Oh, you can't kick someone in the face these days.
Oh, my God, these liberals these days.
Remember the good old times when you could just walk up to someone and kick someone as they're picking up their camera?
Not good. Not good. We'll keep an eye and see what happens with
this. Dude, whoever the camera person was, if you are listening, MRI cannot prove neck, head, or back pain. So go get your money, my G.
Okay, Alexis, you know, is one of the, what are they called? The ambulance chasers?
Yeah, yeah. Not so much on the chase part, but yeah.
Okay, let's, so we know who the quarterfinal matchups are going to be. Those are going to begin on Friday. We're
taking a two-day break, baby.
We're off the next 2 days.
This is our weekend.
Dude, it's crazy. Yeah. So
should we come in here and just hang out, though? From the studio, dude?
No, thanks. I mean, no, okay, wow. Kind of seen you enough.
Well, actually, I was going to Google groceries and mansions, just in case you want to hang out.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to be Googling Mitsubishi Starion ESIs.
ESIR.
Thank you. So Netherlands against Argentina. We should maybe give a few predictions.
Let's give the predictions. What do we think our semifinals are going to be?
I mean... We need a Brazil Argentina semifinal. It's not a proper World Cup. If we're this close to it and we don't get it, it would be a crime.
It would be pretty legendary. I was pretty confident that Morocco might be able to beat Switzerland, but Switzerland didn't win. It's now Morocco versus Portugal. There may be too much midfield talent in Portugal for Morocco to contend with, and I know Spain has an incredible midfield as well, but that tiki taka didn't work as well. Portugal is a bit more direct. After today's result, I'm not 100% sure, but it feels like it's going to be France and Portugal. France-Portugal is a pretty good game. Mm. I think France-England is probably a little bit of a better game.
A little bit. I mean, I think that's probably the biggest game of these quarterfinals.
And Mbappe versus, Cristiano Ronaldo on the bench, dude.
What a matchup.
Oh, my God. Cristiano Ronaldo's scowl versus Mbappe's skull.
Friday are the matches, Netherlands-Argentina and Croatia-Brazil. And then Saturday will be England-France and Morocco-Portugal.
Dude, it's almost over. Isn't that crazy?
Oh, sure. Though, yeah, yeah.
What do you think? I meant the world?
I'm like, damn, why so sad? It's so dark. Yeah,
yeah. Because the feds are coming again. I got too much Dogecoin.
So a couple of things I want to make sure we mention. Obviously, a two-day break. And
Also, yes. Go to Official League.
At Official League, yeah, you see it rocking.
Or officialleague.co.
Yes, you see us rocking the Minnesota Aurora hat. A nice.
This is the Phoenix Rising.
Phoenix Rising. They got a bunch of dope American soccer gear.
These are, like, substantial.
Yeah, it's like felt.
It's like made out of burlap.
Yeah,
bro.
Dude, this is fresh. So shout out to Official League. Thank you so much for sending those our way.
Love you, Kayla.
One thing I wanted to mention. I wish I had all the stuff in front of me, but I do not. Maybe I'll pull it up. But on this weekend, we're actually going to be doing something really, really cool. We are going to be the host of two soccer clinics that are happening. McDonald's is running two soccer clinics on Saturday and Sunday, one in Clifton, New Jersey, and the other at Brooklyn Bridge Park. And we are going to be the host. It is for children. It is 10 and under. And we're going to be on the mics cheering up the children.
Come on. So Saturday, December 10th at noon, that's at 12 p.m., we're going to be at Athenia Steel Recreation Complex, New Jersey. That's 718 Clifton Ave, Clifton, New Jersey, 07013. It's dope. They're going to have a bunch of things that everyone can do, like little different activations. And you get a stamp that says you completed it all. You're going to win a little prize. There's going to be chances to win tons of prizes. It's for kids 10 and under. So come through, hang out.
It is free.
Completely free.
Yeah, you don't have to register
anything.
They were
like, yo, kids should pay. And Christian was like, bro, take the credit card. We got it.
Okay.
Stop it.
All right. If you ain't got Doge, kid, you're not allowed in here.
Also, don't charge that credit card. Give me like a couple days. I just got to put some stuff together. But so that was December 10th. On the 11th at noon as well, which is a Sunday, we're having the New York event. Also for 10 and under, same situation. But that's going to be, as you said, Brooklyn Bridge Park. Just look that up, but it's Pier 5, right? Pier 5?
Pier 5, yeah.
Pier 5, Brooklyn Bridge Park. Again, same thing, 10 and under. Families come out. Don't just send the kids alone. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Come out. Well, yeah.
Sure. A little adult supervision is usually pretty good with parenting.
Yeah, right. What is it? The depression? You got this little kid like, hello?
No, but we're really excited. So come through. Like I said, it is free. It is open to the public for kids 10 and under. It's going to be about 10 different stations and drills and all the kids can work on passing, dribbling. And there's going to be giveaways and prizes for the kids for completing all the drills. So shout shout out to McDonald's for inviting us, and we're really excited to be a part of it. So come through this weekend, either in Clifton, New Jersey, or at Brooklyn Bridge Park in Brooklyn.
If you want more information, it's hashtag MCD Soccer Clinic 2022.
Let's go.
So just look that up. There's a bunch of information on there, but all you got to know is the Cooligans are going to be there, baby.
Let's go. You'll see it on all our socials and stuff like that. So go if you need more info, more detailed info, follow us at Soccer Cooligans on all social channels. All right. Finally, a 2-day break.
Oh, my knee could use it.
Thank you so much to everybody who has been along for the ride. If you've listened to every episode throughout this World Cup, let us know, okay? Maybe you should get a prize, okay?
Oh, hell yeah, bro. You got a big man.
So thank you so much. We very much need this break, a little bit of rest and recuperation.
Bro, I need to put ice on these damn knees, bro.
But we'll be back on Friday after covering the two quarterfinal matches between Netherlands, Argentina, and Croatia, Brazil. Who knows who might show up? I hope everybody enjoyed the interview we did with Kellen Acosta.
Thanks again, MLS, for putting that together.
Absolutely. Yeah. If you haven't listened to that, that's yesterday's episode. Go check that out. Share it with all your friends. A USMNT player coming through, the Cooligans. Let's go.
Absolutely. Also, thank you. Do we see the analytics? Thank you to all the new listeners and viewers. Everyone who on YouTube, everyone new. Also, our Instagram has been gaining a lot of traction. So, shouts to everybody who's new here, yo. Without y'all.
Bro.
Harry, you know, he couldn't be here. You
know? They saw that pic of, me carrying you, and they were like, yo, I got to, can I triple like this? Can I triple
a
tap?
Like this.
Can I triple tap that photo?
Damn. They turned the phone upside down. Like,
so thank you to all the new supporters. We appreciate you. All right. We'll be back on Friday, December 9th. Y'all the absolute best. Peace, everybody.
Love you guys.